communities develop. We make mistakes. It's okay. We correct the mistake. Folks, and what I'm trying to tell you today is don't be offended when you are corrected. What I'm trying to tell you, that if a brother walks up to you and speaks to you in faith, knowing that there's things that there must be said because faith comes from hearing and hearing comes from the Word, that we are open to one another to be corrected. I want people to correct. That's the reason that I love to be around Father Frank, because I know that he has great wisdom. And I'll listen and listen and listen, and occasionally he'll drop a hunk of meat into me so big I'll just jump. Now, not everything he says gets me excited, but that doesn't mean that I shut him off. Amen. I want to listen. That doesn't mean I shut Jimmy Swaggart off either. I want to listen. I don't shut nobody off. I want to listen. Now, I can discern, and I want to go to that scripture now. Folks, this is really good. In the Gospel of John, the fourth chapter, beginning with the the Epistle of John. The fourth chapter, beginning with the first verse, because this is extremely important. It says, "It is not every spirit, my dear people, that you can trust." In other words, as you begin to operate as an evangelist, there's going to be spiritual things coming out of people, because when you speak words, those words are spirit. It can be a spirit of Satan or the spirit of God. In the 14th chapter of Romans, it says faith lives in the mouth. We can either speak the things of God out of this mouth, or we'll speak the things of the devil out of this mouth. So God tells us, John tells us, through the power of the Holy Spirit, to check the spirit. Check it out. Discern. Listen. I can't find anywhere he says, don't check it out. He said, check it out. Well, if you're going to check it out, you've got to be listening. You're going to hear bad spirits and good spirits. Amen? And if you shut it off, if you get to the point that you just know everything and you don't know, and you just got everything you need, that's the day that you've just discerned a bad spirit. We don't know it all. We know the one that knows it all, and that's the one we seek after. His name is Jesus. I'm constantly seeking after him because I know he knows it all. And he's letting me in on it. Listen to this. Test them to see if they come from God. There are many false prophets now in the world. You know, I can't find anywhere where God went around killing them. He didn't. He didn't even criticize them. He said, there's just a lot of them around. And folks, there's been times I've been a false prophet. I've not always been truthful because I didn't know the full context of the truth. And even in this, as I speak, listen to what it says. Only you can tell the spirit that comes from God by this. Every spirit which acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. Jesus Christ come in the flesh, when you acknowledge that, when you proclaim that, that's the Spirit of God. Now, David Stewart and I was in Denver, Colorado, and I was preaching in the largest Protestant church there for a whole week. And I'm preaching just like I'm doing right now. Documents of Vatican Council II, reading Scripture, role of the laity in the church, because half of the man's people in his church was ex-Catholics and he was having a hard time with them, and they asked me to come straighten them out. And so I came and they all went back to their churches. He said, you're the first guy I ever led into my church that run people off. He said, thank God they're gone. I couldn't know how to handle them. Test the spirits to see which one comes from God. And listen, read this again now. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. Now, I want to talk to you just a little bit about coming in the flesh. Jesus is the Word incarnate. The Word became flesh It was in our creed. He came down from heaven by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit brought the Word, conceived it into the womb of a virgin, and God, the Word, was revealed in flesh, just like me. Jesus is telling us through John, Holy Spirit is telling us, to discern the Spirit from one another to see if it is God in the flesh. If it's what Jesus said, it's from God. If it's not what Jesus said, it's not from God. And we were in this big church, and a brother came up to David. Every time I would finish preaching, he would come up and tell David that he had to leave the church. That great whore, you need to get out of there. And David said, how can I get out of me? I am the church. I can't leave me. He said, you got to separate yourself from them people. He said, Jesus came for the sinner. I can't separate myself from the sinner. If I do, I got to get away from you. And folks, that went on for a whole week, this guy doing everything he could to get David to leave the church. And finally, I think it was either Thursday or Friday, this guy came up to David and he said, can you say Jesus Christ come in the flesh? David said, yeah. He said, say it. And David said, Jesus Christ come in the flesh. And then he said this to this guy. He said, don't you know the devil can say that? Don't you know that the devil know he came in the flesh? Don't you know that it was the devil, the one that killed him? What's that got to do with God? What is Jesus Christ? This is what David began to think. This is what overwhelmed David. For this guy to come up and say, Jesus Christ come in the flesh, he said, anybody can say that. And David wanted to know the significance of it, so he began right away, and while I was preaching, he began a word study. Had his Greek lexicon with him. And he took every one of those words and laid them out, put the Greek with it. And when he got to the word confess, he found the answer. The word confess in the Greek is homologios, which means to say the same word. To confess Jesus is not to say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It's to say the words that He said. That's the way you say Jesus. The Word of God gives witness to Jesus. So the Word of God living in me gives witness to Jesus. And the only way it can give witness if I say those words that Jesus said. That's where faith comes from. It comes from the Word. The Word that was made flesh, Jesus Christ, came. The Word was made flesh. And as I speak those words, it will transform my flesh. And as I'm being transformed, you've got to be patient with me. You've got to be kind to me. You've got to long suffer with me. You've got to be gentle with me. Those are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
You may not have all the likes from me that you need. That's okay. But you'll put up with me. And in that, we'll develop. In that, we'll grow in the Spirit. This right here was a great revelation to me. It's not saying Jesus. Jesus said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I say? It's saying, listen, you know the scripture in Romans where it says, believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and you'll be saved. I want to demonstrate that to you so you know what it is to be saved. To believe in your heart is to believe the words that Jesus brought. That gives witness to Jesus. The words that said the same that He said. The words that He brought. So in my heart, I do this. I believe the words that He said. Not only believe them, but I speak them. Listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said, love your enemy. That's Jesus. That's the way you identify Jesus. That's God. That's the commandments of the living God, the demands of the kingdom. Love your enemy. That gives witness to Jesus. That's the Word of God that became flesh. And John tells us that to confess is to say the same words, and that will produce Jesus. So when I say, love your enemy, and I believe it in my heart and act on it, folks, that produces the kingdom of God in me. Do good to those that hate you. Bless those that curse you. Pray for those that mistreat you. That's operating on the Word that became flesh. That gives witness to Jesus Christ in the flesh, because that's what He said. And you believe it in your heart and you say it, and I'm going to tell all of you, if you say it long enough, you'll begin to believe it and you will begin to preach it. You'll begin to understand it. But it's the saying, it's the saying, it's the saying. This is the reason I love Brother Tolomeo. He's not afraid to get up here and say it. He'll say it. And as he says it, he will correct his course by the power of the Holy Spirit as the Word comes. His course is straight to Jesus. Now, it may be like a crooked mountain road in his walk, but God sees it in a straight road, a narrow road. And if folks, to get up and begin to talk this, you're going to make mistakes, but thank God we've got the freedom to get up and talk it. We've got the opportunity in this privileged moment of time to begin to understand, to research, to dig, to search, to hunt, to look, to ask, to knock. And that's the way your community develops. Won't develop any other way. It must say the same things that Jesus said. Must say. And I must believe in my heart what he said. That produces in me Jesus. That produces the kingdom of God. When the kingdom of God is produced, it produces community. Compassionate community. Do not judge and you won't be judged. Grant pardon and you'll be pardoned. Who's he talking to? Charlie Osborne. About what? Well, he may make a mistake in his preaching, but we're going to give him pardon. It's okay. Or I may not understand what he's saying, but I'm not going to dump it. I'll hang on to it till the revelation comes, and it may never come. I may hang on to it. It may just disappear. But if you're open to receive, if you're open to receive and you're not shut down... Did David tell you about the diaconate members, when a priest got up and said that you didn't have to be Roman Catholic to be saved, three of the deacons got up and walked out. They were closed. And they're only going to receive what they want to hear. God can't reach them unless the miraculous happens and they change their mind. They have great metanoia, a profound change of mind and heart. They've got to be open, because we believe in our creed that God is the Father of all flesh, and Jesus desires that all men come to heaven, and that's got to be my desire. And the way He gets there is believing in His heart, confessing the words that Jesus spoke, believing those words that Jesus spoke, and saying those words that Jesus spoke, believing those words that Jesus spoke, and confessing those words that Jesus spoke, and you're saved and you're on your way to heaven. It's really a simple life, folks. And as you say those words, you must put them into action in your community. Love your enemy. That's the action that I put on here. As things don't go just like I think they ought to go. I put on that with my children when I see them doing things that I know they shouldn't be into. But I'll be patient with them because I know their situation is changing. Their mind is changing. Their attitudes are changing. And if I will stand firm and be a proclaimer and keep shouting, they could be right out that door listening. And their old hearts would change. And in the next minute, they're in. I never get discouraged with people. I'm not the Savior. I've just joined in His mission as Savior. He's the Savior. I preach Jesus and what He said. To confess is to say the same words. Jesus said, pray for those who mistreat you. That's what He said. That's what Charlie Osborne's got to believe. He's got to believe that he'll do that and keep saying it, that it'll become a reality to him, and in that God can make His kingdom grow. If I don't do it like that, folks, I will have to take charge and make it work myself. That's the reason this ministry doesn't sell nothing. That's the reason it ain't charging to go anywhere, and it doesn't charge to teach, simply because if I'm hooked into that, then God is able to do His thing, and He can direct me as I go along. If I'm in charge and I'm doing it, I could get so far off base, I'd never find Him again. Keep it simple and let Him direct. Give and it shall be given unto you. What are we going to give? Pardon. Grace. I'm going to have mercy on you because God's had mercy. I'm going to extend to you all that God has given to me. I'm going to share with you all that God has given to me. I'm going to share with my family all that God has given to me. Given me grace, I share that grace with you. The bishops say the grace of God are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They're charisms, unmerited favor. We didn't do anything to get them, but God made them and gave them to us for the purpose of building God's kingdom on this earth. The gift of preaching with wisdom is a marvelous charism. God just happened to give it to me. And I have been developing this gift for years. Every time I preach, and people hear me two or three times, they'll come up and they'll say, "My Lord, you are getting better and better and better." And I said, "No, you're just able to hear a little bit more and a little bit more." It's not my preaching, it's your hearing. You're able to listen. I haven't changed the message. I'm not doing anything different than I did 12 years ago. Now I know a little bit more about it. But you're just beginning to hear better. The cobwebs are being blown out. The deception is leaving. You're testing the Spirit. And you know God said He's written every bit of this in my heart. So that when the truth comes, you'll know it's the truth and you clutch to it with everything that you've got. And when the false prophet comes, you can say, "I don't need none of that today, thank you." But you still love the false prophet because Jesus died for him. You don't have any right to kick him in the teeth and bump him out. You only have a right to serve him. Jesus said, when you take your brother to the bishop or you take your brother to the church, you take your brother and you got three or four witnesses and he still won't repent, what does He say you do? You go back and treat him like a what? A pagan. How does God treat pagans? He died for them. He died for the sinner. We can't kick them out. One of the great messages, I don't know whether David got a chance to preach to you or not, but the penance in the church, penance that we do, is living with sinners when we're sanctified. That's great penance, folks. And I am constantly doing penance. Suffering without retaliation. That's what penance is. I will suffer with you sinners because y'all will suffer with me. We'll suffer with one another. That's penance. The church is just loaded with wonderful stuff, but they've got weird names hung on it. Don't kick out a name if you don't understand it. Don't ever criticize something you don't understand. Hang around and listen. Amen. Hang around. Don't ever get up and run out. Don't ever let anything... Folks, listen to this. I had people come up and say, "That just turns me off." Folks, how can you be turned off if you're on? I mean, who is capable of turning you off if you're already turned on? Ain't nobody can turn you off. But I want to tell you, if you're off, there ain't no way I could turn you on. Jesus can. Holy Spirit can. The Word can. Charlie Osborne can. You can't turn off. Don't come up to me and say, boy, he just turns me off. I said, no, you're already off. You can't be on and be off at the same time. Can't turn me off. You can't. Listen to what love is. Faith that manifests its power felt through love. 1 Corinthians 13:4 said, love is always patient. Love is always kind. If we have faith in God, we can be patient in any situation. Now, that doesn't say that we don't correct. The Word of God corrects. It admonishes. It's for teaching, to reprove, is to help us, encourage us. We have a right to encourage and strengthen and admonish. But we do it with the Word. We do it with patience. We do it with kindness. It says love never takes offense. We're not offended. We want to help the brother. I'm not upset. I just want to help. Brother, will you let me help? Is there any way I can help you in this situation? And if he says no, buddy, I'm going to tell you, I'm backing off. Because people have to want to be helped. And when you say yes, I'll do everything I can to let you walk on my faith till you get your faith. I'll let you hang on in my tree of faith till your faith begins to grow. And I won't ever shake you out. You'll have to fly off to get away from my faith. Amen. So we encourage one another in faith. Faith is always, love is always, God is patient with the whole world. Folks, if God weren't patient with the whole world, He'd blow the whole thing up right now. And you hear these preachers say, the wrath of God is coming. No, it came 7,000 years ago when Adam and Eve fell from God's grace. That's when the wrath come. But Jesus come and restored us to what Adam and Eve was before they fell from grace. I'm victorious. I live by faith. I no longer live by fear. I have been restored as the righteousness of God. I have been healed by the Word. I have eternal life. Glory be to God forever. I no longer walk in death and condemnation and accusations or jealousies or pervert. I no longer walk in the spirits of the world. I walk in the Spirit of God. And in that I can be patient with everyone, especially the sinner. I can be kind to him. I won't be offended by him. In fact, it says, love endures all. Amen. Now, I'd like to conclude this message. If I can find it again, it's in Matthew. Matthew 24, the fourth chapter. Listen to this. And Jesus answered them, take care that no one deceive you, because many will come using my name. But let me tell you how you can distinguish. If they're saying what Jesus said, then you'll know they're from God. If they're not saying what He said, they're not from God. If they're a product of the fruit of the Spirit, they're from God. If they're patient, if they're kind, if they're not being offended, if they're not criticizing and prideful and arrogant and showy and conceited, they're from God. They're not from God. But if they're patient, long-suffering, kind, gentle, long-suffering, they're from God. You can tell. Make sure that no one deceive you, because many will come using the name of Jesus. And they will deceive many. You will hear of wars, rumors of wars. Do not be alarmed. Folks, don't we hear about that today? Aren't we hearing all kind of tragedies, calamities? The world's coming to an end. AIDS will destroy the world. Bohunk. You can't destroy my world because I live forever in the kingdom of God. And it started right now. You can't frighten me anymore. Jesus said, don't be alarmed about all the threats and all. That stuff doesn't mean nothing to us. Amen. And he says this. These are the things that must happen. But the end will soon is not yet. For nation will fight against nation, the kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes here and there. All of this is only the beginning of the birth pangs. I'll tell all of you right now, when you make the decision to go with Jesus, you have entered into the birthing pains. You are being born into the kingdom of God. It is a daily process as you live the Word, live the Word, live the Word. Faith is a walk. It's not something you exercise a day and forget it. I have been birthed into God's kingdom, and it's with great travail that I'm birthed. I'm birthed through pain. The road is hard and it's narrow. It's straight. It belongs to the violent. You'll force yourself. Folks, y'all ever hear of see a baby come into the... They're forced out. And that's the way we're forced into the kingdom. Into these words. Love your enemy. You force yourself into that. That's being born into the kingdom. The birthing pains. That's where the church is. That's the reason we have to have compassion on one another. Because we're all going through pains every day. Oh, God, your pain over here. I know you're being birthed into the kingdom. It's okay. Don't worry about it. That old flesh is going to die one of these days. It's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. You're going to drop that flesh any day now. And it says this. They will hand you over to be tortured and put to death. You will be hated by all nations on my account. The only reason you'll ever be hated by nations is if you love your enemy. You can heal everybody. You can build a church on every corner. But the minute you start loving your enemy, that destroys your judicial system. It destroys local government because you don't need them anymore because you love everybody. You're not suing nobody. They can rob your property. You're not asking for it back. Folks, that's what God is meaning here. When we begin to live Him, the nations will hate us. And then He says something profound. And with the increase of lawlessness, love in most men will grow cold. But the man that hangs on to the end, and the end, folks, is when we check out of here, the man that holds on to that love to the end will be saved. You must hang on to that love, that agape, that willingness to suffer without retaliating. You must hang on to that patience and that kindness and that generosity, that long suffering. You must hang on because the reward is great. Hallelujah, folks. Come on. Give Jesus a hand clap. Glory be to God. Give His holy name praise and worship and honor. Glory to the God that saved us. Hang on to the Lord. Hang on. Hang on. Hang on to it. Persevere in it. Hang on. Hang on! Glory to God!